So Justin Ashley, back in the Freak Nation, NHRA top fuel pilot, joining us here with the Freaks, sitting in his car outside of the racetrack because they've got hail and snow and lightning and thunder just before you hit that final race, my friend. I can't even think of anything that's more disappointing to your body, to your mind, to get jacked up to go 330 miles an hour and then someone to pull the freaking plug that you've got to wait until you get to Phoenix to race.
It's crazy because you have all this adrenaline going. You knock out rounds 1 through 3 and then you get to the final. It's like, all right, this is my chance. This is the reward for our team to go out there and bring home the Wally. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it just starts to rain. And then after the rain, I didn't even know it hailed in California. I didn't even know that was a thing, but it was coming down heavy. And definitely there was no opportunity for us to finish it today. Probably no opportunity for us to finish it tomorrow. So we'll move on to Phoenix. We do have a pretty cool opportunity there, though, to win this race, to win the Mission Foods Challenge, and win the Phoenix race. At least hopefully we'll win 1 out of 3, if nothing else. So no, kind of funky conditions, but we'll wait it out and do the best that we can.
What does that do for a crew, though? Screw the driver. But what does that do for a crew, though, when it comes to the notes and the study that you have for a certain track? You've got to throw all that out. Is it easier for the crew that you're going to contend for a win at a track 2 times?
I mean, I don't know if it's easier. It's probably a little bit more difficult just because we'll have to take a look at the schedule. They're going to let us know the details early next week. But I just think it's a little bit out of the norm, right? We're generally as a team a little bit routine oriented. So when we get thrown a little bit out of routine, thrown out of whack a little bit, we're not really sure of what the exact schedule is. It may be a little bit more difficult, but nonetheless, what's the alternative, right? The alternative is not being in the final round at all. So our guys are happy about it. Like you said, forget about me. I'm not even important. Honestly, those are the guys that work hard. So they're the ones who have their work cut out for us, but you know, they're definitely looking forward to the opportunity.
You know, forget about the routine that you are in on a typical race weekend and what's going to come up in 2 weeks at the newly renamed Firebird Motorsports Park in Phoenix. But you are typically very good at Pomona, and now that's gone. It's not like you're going to win the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals at Pomona, where you have great data and great history. The whole thing is moving to Phoenix. What are your thoughts on Phoenix in general and not being able to race or finish a race on a track that you're technically very good at?
Yeah, so for whatever reason, I may have to speak to Randy Glady at Skag. We may have to relocate the team to California because for whatever reason, we won really good in Pomona. So, of course, we would have rather finished the race here because we have a lot of data, a lot of information from years because we've had so much success. We've made so many laps here. But, you know, we were fortunate. We actually won the Phoenix race as well last year. So hopefully we'll look at the conditions. But although we aren't running at Pomona, I still think we can overlay some runs and look at some things that we learned last year and hopefully apply it for the final round and then the rest of the weekend here at Phoenix coming up.
You know, we talk about drivers getting thrown off their routine or crews and the notebooks being thrown out. But this whole, I'm going to call it a mess in a nice way. The whole mess with Phoenix going off the schedule and then back on the schedule. And now it's newly renamed and has some great people behind the resurgence of it. And then there's an 80s concert on Saturday night. Tell me you're a little bit excited for that. Not just the racing going on, but how Phoenix is reinventing themselves coming up in a few weeks.
Well, I was excited about it before I heard about the 80s concert. Now I heard about the 80s concert. Now I'm super excited. I may just fly right from here to Phoenix to make sure that I'm there. I love it. Listen, I love it. Honestly, I really respect and appreciate what they are trying to do because ultimately it's a show. We are a traveling show for the fans, and it's our job to go out there and race as quick and as fast as we can. But it's nice to have events surrounding the actual racing itself. So when they can do things like have concerts, have autograph sessions, have a lot going on in the midway, which Phoenix has always done a good job of. And obviously they're working on even improving in those areas. I think it's great for the fans. I think it makes the experience that much better all the way around.
Justin Ashley is in the finals in Pomona, which is going to end up in Phoenix, maybe next weekend. I looked up some numbers. It shows that you got a 58% winning percentage in the finals. Why don't we just declare the whole thing over now so that you can concentrate on winning Phoenix and get a good start on the season?
Is that an option? Can I speak to Glenn Cromwell at NHRA and see if we can declare us the winner right now? Or I have to bother with, I'm sure Tony Schumacher will be fine with it. It'll be totally fine. Work something out. No, I didn't know that. That's actually interesting. I had no idea about that. So that's a pretty cool stat. But you know how it is, right? It's like all that stuff gets thrown out the window once you get to the final round. It's just your team versus their team. And, you know, we feel like we have a tremendous responsibility to go out there and turn on a lot of wind lights for Skag and Versatrend and Bluebird and Toyota and Phillips and all the great companies that partner with us. So the pressure will always be on no matter what. But it's kind of cool to know that I guess we've won more finals than we've lost. So hopefully we can continue that trend just a little bit.
Well, isn't confidence serious business now? Isn't confidence important when you're going from zero to 350 in less than 4 seconds? You got to be confident that you're going to survive that, first of all, and you're going to win, secondly. Isn't that important when you're going to the finals?
Yeah, it's critical. Whether it's the finals or the first round of qualifying, whether it's testing, it's critical. You know, racing is another animal, but whether it's football, baseball, basketball, whether it's life, right? I think confidence is super important. And I think confidence comes from preparation. I think it comes from experience. And we were fortunate to win a lot of races last year, and that just built our confidence up. We raced in a lot of final rounds. Again, that built our confidence up. So I think right now it's still early on in the year. We're still working some things out. But ultimately, I think we're really confident as a group and as a team about where our car is at. So we do feel really good about it.
Justin Ashley joining us here in the Freak Nation, and we haven't asked the question, how do they parse this race out at Phoenix? Do you get some qualifying runs, some practice runs, or do you go directly in to the final race?
So we haven't heard yet. My best guess, I think Phoenix is a 3 qualifying round race. So my best guess is we'll run the first qualifying round on Friday night. And then the second qualifying round will simultaneously be the final round in Pomona. So I'm assuming they're going to run it during the second round of qualifying or the first run on Saturday, but we're still waiting for the details on that. The Mission Foods challenge also kind of throws a wrench into things. So it may take some creativity on NHRA side, but they fought these battles before. And look, whenever we have the opportunity to race in a final round, we'll do it on dirt if we have to, as long as we get the chance to do it.
Cool.
Hey, Ashley, cool. You're a smart man. Is it worked in your contract that if you win 2 races in 1 weekend, you get like triple the money?
No, maybe you had a conversation before I signed the contract. I don't know, because that sounds like a pretty good deal. You know how this racing stuff works, man. Every time you win, it's great, but it always got to go back into the team and back into the car so we can win a little bit more.
That's time and a half, dude. Come on. That's overtime.
Time and a half. Yeah, time and a half. Yeah, I don't know about that. If that's time and if everything for me, like, think about it, right? If everything goes right on a Sunday, it's kind of embarrassing, but I drive like less than a mile. I got to do it good, but like less than a mile.
Yeah, dude. You think of guys that race in NASCAR, the races go like 6 hours. Yours goes less than a minute, all told. So you're calling me really at a game.
Yeah, no, you're right. Those guys, I don't know how those guys do it. It is pretty impressive. It takes a certain kind of stamina to be able to do what they do.
Yeah, honestly, though. No,
but they're not going 330 miles an hour. They're not holding on for dear life like you guys are in that couple of seconds.
I've talked to some of them who have asked me, and I'm like, what do I know? They've asked me, how do those guys do it? You know, they'd be afraid. But yeah, I mean, there it is. You know, you in 4 rounds, that's like 16 seconds, and they go 16 hours for a race.
16 seconds of glory, baby. That's what we do it for. I'm telling you.
Well, hey, actually, one of those guys, though, Tony Stewart, has he asked you any questions? I mean, he's having some struggles, but he's seemingly overall doing pretty well as well.
He's really good. We kind of knew he was going to be really good. That guy can drive anything and do it successfully. We talk. We're good friends. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I've always been a fan of his from the time I was a young kid and I was watching him in the number 20 Home Depot car. So I always had a large respect for him, not only the way he drives, but kind of the way he represents himself and just from the business side, too. So both on and off the racetrack. But we've talked casually before, but I know one thing. I can certainly learn a lot more from him. And he can learn from me. So I might try and just like needle my way in and pick his brain a little bit.
Oh boy.
I don't know about
Ashley,
that.
Ashley, we wouldn't hate it if you double up in Phoenix, get you back in here post-race.
I appreciate it. Thank you. We'll try and take Lucas Oil into the winner's circle. We'll see what we can do.
And of course, Justin Ashley here in the Freak Nation. Can he double up when he comes to Phoenix here in a couple of weeks to win the Phoenix race and then the Lucas Oil Winter Nationals? They were supposed to be at Pomona, but in Phoenix. We'll find out.